is to carry it to a barn while it's green and fresh. Hmm. If you have enough area in your barn, just spread it out. Mm-hmm. The more greenness you cure in hay, the richer it is in proteins for the stock, mm-hmm. more food value. Mm-hmm. When you let all this dry out, you see, you've lost a great percentage of the protein of the hay mm-hmm. for the stock.
Mm-hmm. Did they rake it up into little piles ever?
They had rakes, and we called it windrowing it.
Ah.
Now there's two or three kind of that. The old-fashioned rake, you just went straight with it. Well, the windrow rakes they got now with the tractors and things rolled to the side and out on the side in a row. Mm-hmm. But the old ones you had to just rake by, is either by hand or foot that you'd rake or get a rake full, get up to where they use windrowing, you'd either push or pull it with your hand to dump the hay. Mm-hmm.
Where would you keep the cows?
It depends on what kind. I mean by that, milk cows, you usually keep those in stall and in lots. Mm-hmm. What we call dry cows, mm-hmm. Dry cows, we kept, that's ambulance.
Oh.
And, we'd keep those in a lot and in sheds. Mm-hmm. We'd build hay racks for them and troughs to feed them in. Mm-hmm. And they could come in either at the feeding time or if you kept enough there, they could go in and eat any time of the day. Mm-hmm. Milk cows, like that, you usually kept them away and usually cared for them a little better than you did the dry cattle. Mm-hmm. Or the,
other than the barn, was there a special place outside where you would milk the cows?
Well, it depends on what you were doing. If you just had one or two cows, you'd usually milk them in the barn in the stable. But Dad run a dairy, and he built a place inside the barn where he could milk, I believe it was first to build, we could milk 16 cows at a time mm-hmm. in what's called stanchions, stalls. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And later on, I think it got up to 32 cows at one time. Mm-hmm. I was a kid about from 8 to 12 years old, and when I was able, my chore was to milk 8 cows morning and night and go to school. Mm-hmm. And Harry, my brother, was the same. There's 16 cows.
How long does it take to milk a cow?
Depend on how much milk you give and how fast you can milk.
Well, on the average, how long?
Oh, we is about a half hour milking 8 cows. They give from a gallon and a half to 3 gallons at a time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, did you ever milk them outside?
Yeah, I've milked them outside.
What would you call a place where you would milk outside?
Cow pen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What would you call a place where you'd keep horses or mules?
Well, it's a mule pen, a horse stable, a horse shelter.
Fine. Mm-hmm. How about a place to keep pigs?
That's a pig pen or a pig lot.
Okay. And what do you call the thing that you would feed them in?
Trough.
All right. And how about a place around the barn where you might let the animals walk around?
We call that a lot.
Okay.
Our runway.
Runway?
Yeah, you see, if you got a big enough herd, you'd want to run them up this runway. And you'd shut gates off to herd them into the place you wanted to keep them, mm-hmm. or stall them up for, you know, for maybe mm-hmm. for some reason or other for a while. Mm-hmm. We call that runway. Usually this was on the side of the barn, or a long shed up the side of the barn, or the hall. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Where do you turn the cows out to graze?